What is up, everybody? It is time once again for reviews and watch-alongs as I review and talk about Paranormal Caught on Camera, which was one of my favorite shows, and for one reason or another, wasn't able to watch them again, but we're back at it. I have a way to watch it, and let's get to it. This is episode 22 of season 4, entitled Florida Dinosaur and More. Is it a velociraptor that skitters across this yard? And is it UFOs that fly over Ohio? We're about to find out. So if you are new to the podcast, I may end up promoting these more. Just know that I mean well, but I tend to get a little offensive, and I am snarky, sometimes crass, and I do curse. And it's just the way that I am. And remember, in today's modern age, you got to accept that, right? Now we're all supposed to be nice to each other. That'll give you an idea of all the bullshittery to expect on my videos, reviews, podcast episodes, and all that. So here's the thing. Philo was something I subscribed to for streaming media that gave me my expanded basic cable episodes and shows for Travel Channel history, blah, 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 that sort of thing. And for one reason or another, it became too expensive. It was during the pandemic. A lot of shows weren't there. The content wasn't there. The streaming service just became ridiculous. And it wasn't worth the $20. I think it's $24 now. T-Mobile sent me a thing that said they'd give it to you for $9.99 a month if you decide to sign up for a year. I even canceled that. It was so bad. There just wasn't content. There wasn't anything to review or to talk about or to watch. I am a stay-at-home artist, a self-taught musician and graphic designer. And as I sit here on my couch with my dog in my lap, I spend a lot of time at home. So these podcasts and these episodes are a nice release and a fun thing for me to do to get my mind off of work, basically. So where I had dropped off on the last one a year ago was about demons in Vegas. As far as my paranormal history goes, I've worked at Zach Bagans, the Haunted Museum. It didn't work out. I was only there for about 6 weeks. Needless to say, we didn't get along. The Carney act was just too much for me, and he didn't like that a lot of the objects and things in the museum were actually interacting with me, when apparently they're only supposed to be working with Daddy as one of the other people, employees, had told me, tour guides, I guess. I've worked in brothels and bars, usually graveyard jobs. I've seen a lot of things, had a lot of interesting paranormal experiences. Even at one point thought during a Rumpelstiltskin dream that I had become possessed at one point. So if you aren't offended, think I'm crazy, or just ready to pass on this whole episode, that'll give you a whole little bit of an idea about me and where things are going. But I do tend to have a little bit of intuitiveness when it comes to these sort of episodes. So I'm going to let this intro play and comment on this as we go, and then I'll give you my best review of it. Again, this is Season 4, Episode 22, Florida Dinosaur and More of Paranormal Caught on Camera, which I am now streaming on Discovery Plus for $4.99 a month, and that sure beats the hell out of anything that was on Philo, because that's just ridiculous. So let's give this a go. On this episode, urban guy going through, oh, there's a guy hiding in the background. So he's an urban hunter, possibly a ghost hunter, and he's seeing apparitions in the background. There's also a cat who is apparently seeing ghosts and different lights, but the way the cat is sitting makes me think that it is possessed itself. Also, they're showing a clip now of, looks like, honestly, stargazing, but they're calling it UFOs. It's, to me, it's honestly a constellation. A British paranormal investigator, she apparently was touched or attacked, but now, I mean, she's showing it and it just looks like a scratch. I just don't like the British paranormal shows. But And more is always where they get me, because as I was about ready to fast forward through it, the "and more" is the cliffhanger to make you really want to watch this episode. They show a tanuki, which is a Japanese raccoon short type thing. Maybe to nerd people, you would think it's a Ewok, a mini Chewbacca. And then they also show a clip of, I mean, it does really look like Jurassic Park, like a velociraptor just skittered across this person's yard. So what I like to do is I like to watch these segments, and I like to preface them and give an idea of what I think is about to happen and whether I believe it's real or not. And then I'll watch it and give my review and see how close I was with these quote-unquote experts. We'll see how this goes. So let's go to the first segment here in a messy house. I think this is going to be the one about the urban hunter looking for apparitions. Okay, case ID number one, Phantom of the Farmhouse. Two British guys, urban ghost hunters, walking around in the daytime, no less. And they're going through disheveled farm buildings, probably on an empty acreage or lot or something like that. You know, Lord knows why people do these things, but for some reason, it's exciting. The rest of you go hiking, and you're enjoying your yoga. And, well, us, I guess we like decrepit old buildings. What they're showing is a guy panning around showing this, you know, these buildings that are falling apart and everything. And there's somebody standing as they sort of pan past this one doorway. And there's no features, but it's got a white collar. So it's a blacked out face, white collar, all you can make out. Maybe a black overcoat, and a very British ghost. I mean, even in death, these things look like they're prim and proper. Don't get the creep out factor at all. Don't think that it's necessarily real. And they're probably going to say that shadows and spirits tend to linger in areas where they have passed. They're going to find some way to make it sound like it's real. I seriously doubt that. Yeah, no, definitely way too scripted. It's two buddies that just like to go through these old things, and they're calling themselves explorers, not really into the paranormal. But he just happened to film his buddy looking up and looking around like they're filming a documentary, and then have this guy walk past him. And as his friend walks past him, he just so happens to pan past a doorway in the background where you can see somebody standing in the doorway. Oh, man, if he wouldn't have been filming his friend walking past him, you wouldn't have seen this dude standing in the doorway. Ooh, did you catch that? That's the catchphrase of the show. Let's go back, rewind, and watch it again and see what our glorious experts have to say about it. I call BS. Yeah, I can't believe this one. It turned into a paranormal investigation. First they were explorers, then they found some paranormal investigators, came back almost a year later. You know, in their footage when they're walking around, it's like, why would you film your buddy? Why would you film your friend? If I was exploring and I had a GoPro on my head and a hand cam, I would be filming the buildings or the animals or the sky or something else. I would be looking for something. I wouldn't be caring what my buddy was looking at or how he looked walking by the camera. And then they switch and, you know, now it's the other guy walking around. And then he looks right in the direction of something that he apparently doesn't see. And it's the same dude who was standing in the doorway before and now is standing outside of the doorway. Because at first I thought, okay, it's actually not a person. It's probably just a stacks of boxes or something like that. And I've done that. In fact, recently I was telling my family I thought my closet was haunted or my closet was angry because my rack and the pole that holds all the clothes up just crashed down the other day. And every time I fix it, no matter what I do, it keeps coming down. And every time I walk by that closet, I think I see somebody standing there. Well, that's because there's things hanging in the closet on the other side that hadn't broken yet. Once you get in the mode of wanting to look for these things, you're going to see stuff everywhere. You're going to hear noises. You're going to think you hear something and you don't. I am a believer in ghosts. I love the paranormal. I have no problem with it. But I don't want to do these things to get on TV or to get some sort of notoriety. And if they happen, great. But do I think there was some man in black standing there? No. Nah, there's no way. Up next now is the Velociraptor. And it's security cam footage. And it does actually look like a Velociraptor. And I've seen, I'm sure everyone has seen the T-Rex outfits that people wear, meet up at airports or go on dates with, whatever. I mean, the videos are freaking everywhere. But this is apparently a Velociraptor. So let's see if they can do more than just show us that one little clip. They're going to talk about Velociraptors and give us a history of that. Like, we don't care. We've seen Jurassic Park. We know what these little bastards do. I want to see another angle of this thing running through. And for those that don't know, they believe dinosaurs actually evolved into birds and chickens. And that would make a lot of sense because if you ever seen a chicken run, it's almost exactly how they modeled the T-Rex after when it runs. And then their bone structure, I guess, is similar but smaller for chickens. I don't know. All I know is that spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes is freaking awesome. So there's your plug there. I saw a Chick-fil-A advertisement, but this, yeah, no, this is great. So this is Case ID, Run for Your Life, and we are in Palm Coast, Florida. Okay, so do I believe it's going to be a Velociraptor? No. I would love more than anything to see a real live dinosaur, but Florida's weird. I mean, not only can you Google your birthday in Florida, man, and you'll come up with some odd-ass story, but there's a lot of weird wildlife down there. I mean, it could be some kind of long-legged bird, a crane, or a flamingo, or an escape something, but it does look like it has a thick tail, and it does run exactly like the herd of Velociraptors. The only thing you're not seeing is a really large head. Usually Velociraptors will have that sort of bulbous head to contain all them teeth, and this thing just looks like a defeathered chicken. So, I don't know. Let's see what the experts say when they chime in. Doesn't look like we're getting another angle on. Yeah, I got nothing on this. I mean, they just keep replaying the same 2-second video over and over again. And yeah, it looks like a Velociraptor, but they've been extinct for millions of years. It also does have some sort of glowing backpacky type thing on it. So I don't know. They did the same thing. They actually guessed what I said, that it was a crane that had run through the yard, because Florida has a lot of exotic wildlife and different species of animals, lizards, you know, reptiles, whatever. It's real. I don't see why they would need to fake that. I just don't think we know what it is. It could have been something with longer wings. It could have been a defeathered peacock. Who knows? They're like, well, look at the tail movements. But it's the head that gets me. The head's not there. If it was something like a Velociraptor or a three-legged dog or something, anything else like that, no, it would it would have a larger head. This didn't. So I my best guess, it's a crane. So now the next one they're going to show is the cat that notices shadows in the house. And you see things moving in front of a light and shadows crawling up the wall. But the weird way the cat is sitting on the bed on its hind legs makes you think that the cat itself is paranormal. they're weird. I had a girlfriend that had a cat once, and I couldn't live with the thing. I hated it. They're very odd. They pay attention to the things weird. They want to be right in your face, but if you touch them or try and love them, they scratch you, claw you. They want to get away. It's just ridiculous. So let's see what this cat sees. Well, I don't know what happened to the damn cat, but now we're talking about a dog named Lucky in England that's staring at a wall. And, you know, they got to tell a sob story that someone that he was very close to just died recently, and they think it's a spirit in the corner. I don't necessarily believe that one either. Freya, my dog, has done that where she will stare at walls. But you gotta, you know, they've got super sensory senses on everything. Their ears can pick up things that we can't. They can see things that we can't, and they might have a sixth sense that we don't have. So it could have been mice in the walls or a bug up on the ceiling. Freya would stalk things in my office, and I thought I had a mouse, and then she would look up and follow it around. Did I think it was an orb? No. I had family members pass, and situations like that happen, and I never once thought that she was looking at that. But maybe now we're going to talk about the cat. But hey, guess what? They're in Vegas. So am I. There's a lot of weird shit here. So let's see what they got here, besides creepy cats and hookers and blow. Okay, so the cats are actually a little more believable. They checked security footage because the cats were freaked out when they came home and saw that these cats, or one of them in particular, was sitting on its hind legs, not just staring at itself in the mirror, but it's looking down the hallway. And then the other cat comes to investigate and to check it out, and the table moves next to it, and the door, oh, that's crazy. Okay, now different stuff's happening. So the table moved next to it, and then as soon as the other cat came into the room, the door shut behind it. So what they had showed at first was this shadow thing walking down the hallway. Like if you had the bathroom light on and you walked past the bathroom, in the living room you would see your shadow kind of walk up the wall. And that's essentially what we're seeing here. But yeah, that was crazy. So as soon as the cat comes in, you get to see that something was already in the room. So maybe that was something coming in there as the cat was. Man, that's crazy. All right, let's just see what this thing's got. Yeah, that was pretty believable. If there was a human in the apartment, the cats would have known that it was the owner or a friend, and if it was an actual person, they would have gone to investigate. The fact that the cats were noticeably freaked out, and the one was sitting on the bed on its haunches, you know, that's a pretty good indication that it's freaked out for one reason or another. You know, I tell you what, if you don't have security cameras in your house, look into it. They're really fascinating. Especially the motion ones that move. So after the door shut, the camera panned over, and unfortunately one of the faults of that is the automatic sensor will move the camera away from what you want to be looking at. So something's already come into the room as the door is shut, but the damn camera keeps panning and focuses on the moving door rather than the unseen figure that was probably going over to where the cats were. And this one didn't have a sob story or anything about someone who had just passed. It was just a bunch of freaked out cats. That was cool. That was actually pretty cool. I would believe that's some sort of shadow person or shadow thing. Let's see. I guess now we're at the point where it's the blonde lady over in England, a paranormal investigator, and she says she got scratched. That's a weird thing. I don't know that I always believe those. I, the other night, thought that I got scratched. For those that don't know, oh, wow, look, the door is opening. That's crazy. So for whatever reason, the wardrobe is opening by itself, and this is called Demon in the Wardrobe. I thought I got scratched the other day because I noticed three distinct, very small red marks on the side of my neck going down towards the front of my neck. And I thought, okay, if you watch a ghost show, they'll say, you know, this is a sign of the Trinity, any of these marks like that where it's just three, it's supposed to be an affront to Jesus, and they make up all these things of how it's the worst possible thing that can happen to you on a haunting is if you get scratched. It wasn't. It was my beard comb. I just forgot that I had nonchalantly combed my beard and was grooming myself while looking at myself in the mirror. And the next time I entered the room, apparently I had nicked my neck. And yeah, so that was that. But now they're looking at this wardrobe, and it keeps opening and closing while they're standing feet away from it. If I were the paranormal investigator, they're filming a guy filming the door. I would just open the damn door. Let it do it a couple of times so it can do what it does. It's not a draft. It's not an animal that's in there. They're going to say it's a demon. But let's pan over to the freaking blonde lady who's going to give an outrageous reaction and then claim that it's some demon that scratched her. So I'm going to watch this footage and we'll see what happens. No way, the door opens. Okay. Oh, and the door opens and then they leave. And they're like, quick, get out, get out. Yeah, before you can see who's sitting in the wardrobe. People. Ugh. Ugh. I had to put this on mute because I can't stand that accent. That backwater Blackpool British accent just, oh, it kills me. It's so horrible. I just been scratched. Look at this. I got knocks on me neck. Oh my God, calm down. So she pulls her hair back to show the marks on her neck, and the way she pulls her hair back scratches her neck. And it's the three. Do you know why there's always three marks? It's because your middle finger is the longest, and the two fingers on either side of it, your first finger and your ring finger, or your third finger on your right hand, are the only things that can reach. If you try and scratch yourself right now with four fingers, it's not going to look right because normal people have shorter pinkies. So it's always going to be three, but they did the same thing. Oh, it's the sign of the Trinity. They've got three scratches on them. God. And then the whole time, they're watching this wardrobe bang in and out, but as soon as it opens all the way, they disappear. So, yeah, I'm going to go with a big, fresh no on that one. Now, they're showing the clip for the next segment, which is that Ewok thing. I'm going to tell you right now, if you haven't watched Mexican wrestling or luchadors, you're missing out. Because, first of all, it's hilarious. But they also have these Ewok creatures. Camonito is one of them. And he's what are we supposed to call them these days? A short person, it's a midget. All right, so you got these midgets, and they dress up in fuzzy Ewok outfits. And they wrestle like that. So Tiniablis has one that follows him around, and that one actually raps. He's got a gimmick where he picks up the microphone and he'll start beatboxing and rapping for you, which is amazingly hilarious. And then Camonito is another one. He's the blue one. So let's see how they explain this one. It's probably going to be like the Velociraptor, where they show the same 3-second clip over and over again and try and make a 15-minute segment out of it. But yeah, oh, look, of course they're going to talk about Bigfoot. If you know me by now, other than the fact that I hate the British accent, is I hate Bigfoot. It's my least favorite cryptid, and I just don't like Bigfoot. It's not that I don't believe Bigfoot exists. It's just I don't care. It's a large, rare animal. Yippee. All right. This comes from Orville, California. Not Orville Redenbacher, but Orville. It's a bear. It's a little tiny bear walking on its hind legs, and it's checking out the garbages in the car and stuff. But because it's walking on the back legs, they make it think like it's a little, you know, a baby Bigfoot or something. I can tell you, I've played in Oroville. There's a casino there, and it's a wooded area. In fact, I think Sierra Nevada beer is made in the outskirts of the town adjacent to it. But yeah, no, this is totally a bear. It's a baby bear. No reason to get excited. Oh, look, they're even talking about bears right now, but let's see them try and explain this one away. Yeah, they analyze it from every angle they possibly can, but we're only seeing one angle on the video, and it's of this bipedal animal walking towards a vehicle and getting spooked, most likely by its reflection, and then skittering off. They said it couldn't be a bear because a bear, once they're threatened or feel skittish, that they'll walk away on all fours. I don't know, maybe his paws were burned. Maybe he just tried to reach into a campfire and he can't walk on his front paw. I don't know, but it's not a baby Bigfoot. And it's not scary. Is it real? Yeah. Do I think it's a person in a outfit like Kimo Nito or a luchador? No. It would be hilarious if it was like a drunk luchador running around California in Oroville, you know, trying to break into someone's car and then take off running. But it's a bear. It's definitely a bear. So now... And again, this is something I love to rant on because I'm an avid sky watcher. They're going to talk about UFOs and they're going to try and talk knowledgeably about something that is most likely a constellation or some sort of military aircraft. You know, living this close to Area 51 and in between that, the test range and Nellis, I have a pretty good vantage point of anything that happens, and I am outside constantly. Red flag is going on right now, so I was just in the backyard the last few nights watching planes fly, and you could see them hundreds of miles in the distance past the mountain flying around, and you could see the afterburner and the contrails and everything. So you know that they're planes. There's a lot of military testing, a lot of drones, a lot of very interesting things in the sky. I've also seen, because of the haze and the cloud cover or the heat, it looks like stars shut off or they blink oddly. I don't recognize the constellation right away, but it's showing a stream of lights in the sky that aren't moving. And I don't even need to hear the description of it. I've even seen these things here in Vegas what's that convention? The electronics convention. Is it C2E2 or something like that? I don't know what it is. It's one of the... science expos and modern technology things. When that was here, somebody was testing out something that they were putting on display, and everybody called in UFOs, but it was actually just drones that fly in formation. In fact, they've done things where they can form the Enterprise or whatever the ship is from Star Trek in the sky, and it'll look like this thing will fly around because it's robotic drones that are following a pattern. Is it an unidentified flying object? Well, yeah, you can't identify it, and it's flying. So therefore, it, by its simplest form of the definition, is, in fact, a UFO. But it's not otherworldly, and it's not alien. That's the biggest thing you got to ask yourself when you see these things. If you see red and green blinking lights, obviously it's a plane. If you see white blinking lights, it could be a planet, a star, or a plane. If they're coming at you, or you, I mean, there's, if you recognize the patterns, like red is supposed to be on the right and green is supposed to be on the left, that means that their left wing would be red, and that's how you know which direction to fly when they're in the sky. But yeah, it could be stars, it could be lasers, it could be a grid or a drone, it could be something, I don't know, but I'm going to listen to see what these analysts say they are. They're going to make it up to be like alien invasion, but no. Yeah, that's, it's a constellation. It's got to be something with the, like Orion or whatnot, I don't know. But, you know, skywatching is fun, and it is cool to think that there's something else out there, but you got to be a little more reasonable with it. You can't just assume that everything is an alien. I've seen several times the Little Dipper looks like one of the stars in the Little Dipper, or the Big Dipper, I should say, actually it has gone out, or it blinks, or it looks like something is sending a Morse code. But yeah, so it's previewing the next episode, and we'll see how scary this is. Looks like somebody's trying to sleep in a haunted apartment, and something is moving and skittering across. Also, apparently there's something scary in the woods just standing there, not too scary at all. What am I looking at? Oh, they think they found an angel. Nope. Oh, please tell me it's another UFO. Like, this looks like a UFO that's landing, and it's behind some trees. So it's exactly like that scene from where Mr. Burns is radiation. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. See, they always get you with that one. I was going to skip this episode. The very last thing was, oh, damn, that gave me goosebumps. The chick from The Ring was standing in this room, and when they tried to get closer to it, it looked like it got hung and then got pulled up through the ceiling. And not only did it just go up, but it went through the ceiling. It's got to be CGI. It's got to be something that you could do with After Effects in Photoshop. But, yeah. Ugh, they always freaking get you. We will save that one for another time. That is the end of Season 4, Episode 22, Florida Dinosaur and More. If you enjoy these things, let me know. If you don't, whatever. I'm going back through and seeing which episodes of Howlin' with the Wolf here have done the best. And these review episodes, Paranormal Caught on Camera, got the most listens for one reason or another, up to 35 and 40, whereas the rest of my thrifting, shopping, and ride-alongs get about 7. The most popular, though, however, are the dating stories. So, you know, those will come and go as I remember them. There have been so many that I just, I forget them. And like the other day when I was remembering the pipe organ girl, I had totally forgot about that situation until something reminded me of it. So, I will watch this next one and see if it's worth checking out, as my Canadian friends may say, and I'll let you know. But looks like I got plenty to watch now on this Discovery Plus, and there may be more of these paranormal stories to come. And we'll see what happens. So stay safe and sane. Keep an eye on the skies. And, you know, let me know if you have a paranormal experience. Maybe I could figure out how to have a guest on here or something like that. Or maybe we can do some kind of conference. I don't know how these things work. But we'll see you later.